Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Talking Points. This is your host, Brian Kelly, the Points Guy. This episode may feature offers that are subject to change and are offered by our advertising partners. ThePointsGuy.com is a free website, so we do advertise in order to generate revenue. For a full listing of our advertising policy, go to ThePointsGuy.com/advertising. On today's episode, we're going to switch gears a little bit. You know, we've had airline reps, we've got hotel industry icons, but we haven't really dabbled in the world of rental cars. So I'm excited to have Jonathan Weinberg, the founder and CEO of AutoSlash. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Now, for those listening who have never heard of AutoSlash, what is it?
AutoSlash is a website that helps users get the best possible deal on a car rental.
And how do you do that?
We do it one of two ways. AutoSlash helps you apply coupons and discount codes to lower your rate as much as possible on the day that you book. And then we track the price of your rental going forward to make sure that you get the lowest possible price between the day that you initially book and the day that you pick up the rental.
You know, the rental car world is fascinating. You know, there's so many different variables and they can be super expensive. And fees are astronomical. So how does, let's talk the basics. You know, the airlines have their GDS system that dictates, you know, the prices of flights more or less. Is that the same? Is there a GDS for rental cars?
That's one of the channels that you can book a car rental through, depending if you're using an expense system through a business. If you're booking through an online travel agency, in some cases, those car rentals get booked through the GDS, or they may get booked directly through the rental car companies. There's different paths depending on what avenue you're booking through.
So AutoSlash is pretty clever. So when did you guys start? I started the Points Guy in 2010, and you were around
that. We started in 2010 as well.
Yeah. We kind of grew up together.
Absolutely.
In the same space. So it's good to have you here. And you know, I have to ask, do the car rental companies hate you, right? Because you help consumers pay them less.
I don't think that they hate us. I think that, you know, at the beginning they were sort of skeptical of our model. But the reality is that we help consumers get the best deal based on the discounts that they're entitled to. So, for example, you may be a member of AAA, you may be a member of Costco, AARP. You may receive coupons and discount codes in emails. We just basically do a short little interview with you, say, hey, which groups and memberships are you a member of? And then we'll basically compare the rates for you and help you get the best deal. It's the same deal that they'd be able to get on their own. We just make the process a little more seamless for them.
Got it. So when you go to AutoSlash, you create an account, you put in all of that once, and then it's all stored. So every time you're looking, say I'm going to LA for these dates, you can price shop on AutoSlash. And how do you guarantee that what people see on AutoSlash is going to be the lowest?
So we don't actually have accounts, but we do store your preferences in a cookie. So when you come back to the website the next time, you don't have to check off the memberships that you have again. We are looking to add like a user profile feature to let users store their preferences and set them on a company-by-company basis. But the way we do it is we basically go and shop each rental car company based on the discount codes that you said that you're a member of. So we'll go find the best discount code and the best coupon code, and we'll pair them together, and we'll figure out the lowest price per company, and then we'll help you compare. Think of us as like a meta search for car rentals, but with coupons and discount codes included.
Got it. And those can be pretty substantial. You know, pricing of rental cars is wackier than flights. You can find different prices all over the place, and then those added fees can double the actual rate that you're paying or close to it.
So, absolutely.
To educate consumers how they should think about, in general, do the AAA discounts, are they better than corporate? And let's start talking about the things that people need to take into account if they're going to use one discount code over another, or, you know, especially those super lucrative corporate discounts.
Right.
You know, I know there's in the industry, a lot of people, you know, there's on flyer talk threads of corporate codes getting prices down. But there's obviously some risks involved with that, right? If you just start putting in random discount codes or...
There absolutely is. You know, the biggest risk is booking on a corporate code that may possibly include insurance, whether you're aware of it or not, and then having an accident with the car, and then realizing that you may be liable for a whole lot of damage because the company that whose corporate code you used is not going to pay the damage for the car, and you've misrepresented who you are. Obviously,
oh, so that's how it works. If you're using a corporate code, the reason why they don't charge insurance is because that company is going to pick it up anyway.
It's possible that company is self-insured and is going
to
pick it up.
So it's not like it's included automatically in that
right.
code.
Right. There's no free lunch, so to speak, from that perspective. And the other issue, too, is that you know the rental car companies can and do ask for proof at the rental car counter, whether you're booking with a corporate code or a AAA member or a Costco member. And you could end up paying the walk-up rate, which we're talking, it's sort of like hotels, the rack rate or the, you know, booking last minute on an airline ticket. It's nosebleed territory. So, you know, it's really not worth, honestly, taking that risk because the discount codes that are out there, the regular discount codes, things like Costco and AAA do provide very, very heavily discounted rates. Costco and AAA tend to be some of the best. It depends on who you're booking with. It depends on the situation. Costco works with Avis and Budget and the enterprise companies, Enterprise and Alamo, whereas Hertz is working with AAA, Hertz Dollar and Thrifty. So it really depends on, in your specific situation, where the best deal is going to be, which is where AutoSlash helps to compare those deals.
Of the major car chains, how would you describe them roughly? Like which one is known for what?
If I had to rank them, I would say that National is sort of up at the top. Just because of the ease with which you can skip the counter, pick your own vehicle. You can do the same with Hertz and Avis, but the reality is that the service levels in the vehicles themselves tend to be much better with National. They have the best reputation out there, and there's a reason for it.
And do they generally charge more, or is it all dependent?
They do charge more for that.
And National kind of pioneered that choose your own car, right?
They did, yes.
Okay, that's good to know. I didn't realize. I always thought kind of Hertz was top, but I guess...
Well, Hertz, for a long time, was considered the preeminent, but I think that Enterprise has done a great job with all their brands, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think in general with National, they have a great reputation, and they've been doing a lot of advertising on TV and, you know, your control center and that whole thing. And I think that, you know, their products do back up what their advertising shows.
So then after National, it would go to?
I would say Hertz. Hertz has come out with a – I hate to – coined it as a copycat service, but they call it Ultimate Choice, where you can choose your own vehicle. Very, very similar to National. And they've kind of put their money where their mouth is. They put much better vehicles in the Ultimate Choice sections. President's Circle, which is would be akin to National, Executive Elite. You can find some very nice higher-end cars. Maybe not quite as nice as National, but some very good cars. And even in the regular Gold and 5-star sections, you would get something much better than you would get with the typical one-category upgrade before they had Ultimate Choice. And they've rolled that out to about 30 U.S. airport locations, and they're still expanding it.
Got it. And then...
And then I would say Avis is probably third. Avis, you know, that they have choose your own vehicle. They have some similar features, but the reality is that they seem to be playing catch up with Hertz and National in most cases, from our observation.
And then on the lower end of the spectrum, is Enterprise next? Or
I would say Enterprise next. I think the thing that kind of drives people crazy about Enterprise is that you really can't skip the counter. You know, they want to have you at that counter. I mean. You know, some people, I've heard them describe...
My skin just started to crawl.
Yeah. I've heard some people describe Enterprise as a cult, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of like 20-somethings who have just graduated college, and they've sort of been indoctrinated into the Enterprise.
I had friends who did that, and they would tell me that they were given free rein to just charge whatever for whatever, you know, like to move up. They would just come up with ridiculous upsells. And
Their whole, you know, quote-unquote management training program is interesting. You know, it provides college students an opportunity to, you know, for their first job to, you know, ascend through the ranks. But I think that, you know, for the average consumer who rents once or twice a year, it's fine. But in most cases, anybody who rents frequently doesn't want to have to stop at the counter. They want that convenience. They want to earn points. I think of the sort of like the mid-tier companies, I would say Alamo is definitely the best, only because I feel that the pricing is extremely competitive and you can use the online check-in feature. A frequent renter program called Alamo Insiders. Not much in the rewards department, but it does let you skip the counter and it does kind of speed the process.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Let's talk car points. I remember back in the day when I was at Morgan Stanley in 2007, '08, '09, you know, $500 in spend got me a free rental, and I was living in, you know, 500 points was a free and a free rental day. So living in Manhattan, that was like $100 value I could use, you know, rent on the weekends, and it was pretty rich, right? Like a 20% back.
Right.
What is the overall state of car rental loyalty programs?
I think National is considered to have the best program. They've got a deal called 1-2 Free, where you rent twice and you get a free day, which is pretty generous. Hertz's points are pretty lucrative as well. The nice thing about National's program as opposed to Hertz is that you can use those points for one-way rentals as well. And as anyone who's rented a one-way rental in the past might know, one-way rentals can be extremely expensive.
Because why is that? They just...
You know, it depends on the situation. I mean, it kind of cuts both ways. Right now, the major companies have deals. They call it the Florida Drive Out. You can get like $5 a day to drive cars from Florida up to the Northeast.
That's so funny.
Because they want to move those vehicles, you know, up to the Northeast as the summer comes along. So starting in April, you can get some fantastic deals.
And do they show those online? Or
They do. And we covered it in our blog, and LMO's got a page, and Enterprise does as well, and we expect the other major companies to follow suit in the coming month or so. But the flip side is also true, that the rental car companies, the last thing in the world they want to do is move cars from New York to Florida when, you know, the temperature's about to be 108 degrees
right.
and 110% humidity. So, you know, they're going to disincentivize their customers to do those one-way rentals. So if you really need a rental to Florida in June, you're going to pay probably a hefty one-way fee, or they're just going to jack up the base price.
So when you're renting cars, and I know there's fees when you collect airline miles, you know, they charge those excise fees, which essentially negate the value of the miles earned, right? Or
it can. It really depends on how much you value the miles, of course. It'll show up on many car rental companies' invoices as FTP, frequent traveler, surcharge type of thing.
Can you argue your way out of that? Or
I haven't heard of anyone successfully arguing their way out of it, but it is pretty modest for car rentals. Sometimes they'll charge you a couple of dollars a day to earn the points. And if you're using a promotional code that gets you triple points, or I've even seen
what is the base, like 500 mile airline miles or rental or...
I think it depends on how many days you're renting in many cases. I'm not that up on the actual value.
So you accrue, when you rent cars, you accrue rental car points?
I accrue rental car points, right. I find those to be more valuable in most cases.
Let's talk credit cards for a second. You know, when it comes to, are there any, I know with my Business Centurion card, I get free Hertz Platinum, which is actually kind of nifty. Every time I go, there's not a whole lot of Platinums out there, and the counters really make a big deal out of it, and I get the pick up and drop off at the terminal, which saves time, especially in a place like LAX. I hate waiting for shuttles.
Yep.
Are there any good ways to use credit card points, Chase, Amex points, for rental cars, to redeem for the cost of a rental car?
Chase Ultimate Rewards was always considered to have the best value in terms of credit card redemptions, but I think that has sort of been muted since Chase moved from their previous supplier over to Expedia.
I don't think anyone likes this new Expedia environment. We're getting tons and tons of complaints about that.
I think they're going to take some time.
If you have the reserve, do you get, you know, will 100,000 points equal 1,500 in rental cars?
I don't know if there's a direct relationship, but I think that, you know, because you were getting rental cars at what they call the package or the tour type of rates, in many cases the rates themselves were lower to start with, and then, you know, whatever the redemption value was of points per dollar based on how Chase negotiated it. So you could sometimes get a rental for a fraction of what they were, but those are sort of the good old days. I'm not really sure how prevalent it is these days.
Do any of the car rental companies have their own co-branded credit cards that you would recommend?
No. There's none that I know of.
Why do you think that is?
I think that you know, car rentals, I like to call them the stepchild of the travel industry. They're sort of not sexy as opposed to hotels. And, you know, and I think that the other problem, too, is that it's like, what do you offer people? It's actually not that hard to get at least mid-tier, if not, you know, high-tier car rental status, President's Club and Executive Elite, depending on what credit card you hold, or even a status match from another program. But one of the great things about the credit card, the higher-end cards, is that they offer primary car rental protection.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because primary, there's secondary. So primary means you crash that car, and that credit card is going to pick up all the fees for the actual cost of the vehicle itself, right? Not
That's
necessarily
correct.
The liability if you kill someone.
Right. Liability is never included on credit card insurance. That's something that you either need to have through your personal insurance carrier, or you need to pick it up at the counter.
Do you recommend, so I've got a really good, you know, umbrella policy. I'm insured to the nines. I believe insurance because I like to sleep at night.
Right.
Do you recommend people still just pay that extra $20 a day for the extra coverage, or is it a scam anyway? Like, is the car rental company still going to go after your insurance first, raising your rates, or is that coverage truly primary, you know, that they offer at the counter, and will it cover everything? Like, what's the better bet?
Well, our recommendation is always to use a card that has primary car rental coverage. And yes, that will cover you 100% for any damage that you do to the rental car company's vehicle. It does not cover you for potential damage or injuries done to someone else or someone else's property. So,
like, if you're in New York, I know a lot of New Yorkers don't have car insurance because we don't have cars.
Right.
For someone who lives in New York, traveling, renting a car, so they use their Sapphire Reserve, they're going to have primary. You can buy liability coverage from, and you would, you in that case, recommend buying total coverage from the car
right.
company for that liability?
We would recommend relying on your Sapphire card or your other card that provides primary, and then only buying the liability coverage from the car rental company. Or even better, getting a non-owner policy that covers you when renting cars.
Right.
They're not that prevalent, but it definitely is possible to find them. You just
because if you have primary rental insurance and then you hit someone and they come after you, you're fully exposed.
That's right. You're fully exposed, yes.
So that's important for those listening out there without insurance, protect yourself, and your credit card is not going to go all the way. Let's talk fees. Are there any tips or hacks you have? You know, the rental car companies will charge you for everything, the additional driver. You know, what are ways to minimize fees when renting cars?
Well, the first way, obviously, is to, you know, do your research on car rental insurance before you get to the car rental counter. You don't want to be there, you know, on the end of the hard sell and wondering whether or not you've got the proper coverage.
Because they do it to confuse you, right? They kind of
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. They're counting on the fact that you may not be 100% certain whether your personal insurance or your credit card insurance covers you and under what circumstances. So that they will certainly leverage that. What I also heard recently, which drove me crazy, was I was at LAX. And I was happened to have to go to the counter. I couldn't skip the counter in this case for something. And I heard the rental agent at one of the major companies ask the customer whether they wanted the basic car rental insurance or the premium car rental insurance. And, you know, there was no mention of no car rental insurance.
Yeah.
It was like, you can take one or the other. And the guy,
Do you try to chime in times like
you
that?
You know, it was all I could do to stop myself from just, like, you know, yelling out, don't do it, don't do it. But, you know, it's a common game. You usually honestly don't see that with the major companies. I was a little surprised when this was one of the big three. But, you know, a good rental agent can, you know, sell the benefits of the program without having to resort to those sort of, like, slimy tactics, in my opinion. But, you know, as far as other fees goes, additional driver fees are big.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that if they want someone else to drive the car, there's a very good possibility they're going to have to pay an additional fee for that. But it really depends on the situation.
Like, does AAA, like, do discounts offer additional drivers for free?
They do.
How much is AAA these days? I mean, if you're renting cars, it probably makes sense to have.
Absolutely. I mean, AAA is a fantastic deal. I think AAA is about $60, $65, but it depends on where you are, what region. So
mm-hmm.
the prices vary by region, and then they have various tiers. So you can get basic. The higher tiers provide more towing and more reimbursement.
If you rent a car at an airport, it can be, you know, hugely expensive because there's all those fees. We shared a hack before to take an UberX offsite and then rent offsite. Do you ever do that, or would you?
Absolutely. I think that the common misperception is that renting a car at the airport is always more expensive. The truth is that renting a car at the airport is often more expensive, but in some cases it can actually be less expensive. One of the reasons is because there's a lot more competition at the airport. especially in an airport like LAX or Orlando, where you have just, you know, so many different companies there. You have the major brands, you have all the discounters, where taking a rental off airport, taking an Uber off airport may not be the best deal. One thing that often goes overlooked with that situation is people will rent off airport and then return off airport, which is not nearly as convenient because now you need to take two Ubers and you need to get all your luggage and transfer it over. What we often say is check the price of doing a one-way rental, picking up off airport, but returning back to the airport, because those taxes and fees are based on where you pick up, not
and
necessarily
not
where you
drop
off. Right?
That's a great tip. You know, internationally, it opens up a can of worms when you're renting cars. What tips do you have? And I know there are certain countries like Ireland and Jamaica that are never really covered by insurance. Like,
right.
If people are traveling internationally, what are like the countries that they need to worry or really buy extra insurance because they're known for shady practices?
Well, the big scam is Mexico. I mean, by far, if you price any rental in Cancun, you can get a rental for like $4 a week. And people are like, you know, ooh, I hit the jackpot. You know, I'm gonna get off of this super cheap deal. But the reality is that once you get to the car rental counter, it's not $4 a week. The idea is that rental car liability insurance is mandatory in Mexico, and many companies do not offer liability insurance as standard. And once you get there, you're going to pay about $20 a day in liability insurance. So you've got this 2-week rental for like $12, and now you know you're paying $20 times 14. So
yeah,
it can add up. So it really is important to read those terms and conditions when you rent international rentals. Absolutely. In many countries, even when using the AAA or Costco discount code, additional drivers are not included for free. So it's important to understand when and where they're included. Enterprise offers it in a bunch of other countries, whereas some of the other companies do not.
And now getting back to AutoSlash, so what you do is you just constantly ping. So once someone makes a reservation, the point is they can have peace of mind because you guys will keep checking to see. Because most car rental rates are refundable, right? So you only book refundable rates on AutoSlash, and then you
right.
continue to check to see if it drops.
We actually offer both refundable and prepaid rates, but the prepaid rates that we offer are refundable within 48 hours of pickup. So that gives us the ability to shop on the customer's behalf to continue to look for lower deals. So some people will book a prepaid deal with us, and then 2 weeks on, we'll find a lower rate on a non-prepaid deal, and they can cancel.
And you get a commission. Your business model is you get a commission from the rental car company.
Right.
Now, you must have a ton of data on pricing of rental cars. You know, if you could give a tip to people who are hunting, well, obviously they can use AutoSlash because you'll automatically keep dropping it. But
right.
but does it drop? You know, do rental car prices increase closer to rental date or decrease? Does it depend on the market?
Well, it's interesting. When back in 2010, when I first thought about starting this business, I talked to my business partner, who's now our CTO, and I said to him, you know, I have this idea for a business. I believe that, you know, prices drop over time. I've rebooked my own personal rentals. And he said, well, how often do they drop and how much do they drop by? And I said, I honestly don't know. I said, maybe we should build a little test and see. And I built the test. I found some developer to help me out, and we built a spreadsheet and put the data in. And the pricing came back over the course of a week, and it was all over the place. And I just assumed that there must be something wrong with the program. And what it turned out was that the rental car prices are just highly volatile. Mm. There was nothing wrong with the software. And what we found over the years has borne that out. Rental car pricing, you know, it can go up 50% from day to day. It can drop. It can start out very high and it can go very low and vice versa. There really isn't almost a rhyme or reason to it in many cases. But the one constant that there is that the earlier you book, the more likely you are to get a better deal. Hmm. Because you have that time horizon to keep checking.
Do you have fun stats, like in the 9 years you've been around, how much money you've saved consumers?
We've saved consumers over $40 million
since
we started. The average savings is around 30%. There are some customers who will see a 5% savings. There are some customers who get an 85% savings. I mean, we've found some fantastic deals for our customers just using coupons and discount codes and then tracking the rate for them.
And that is autoslash.com. Jonathan, this is quite the business model. So I love companies that save consumers money. You know, the travel booking process, even though it's 2019, is still rife with confusion and it breaks consumers down. So love that AutoSlash is helping consumers save money. And it gets me thinking into the future. Have you guys thought about doing this, you know, maybe a hotel slash in the future?
It's funny you mention that. It's definitely something that we've thought a lot about. We think there is opportunity in that area to help consumers save money on hotels. And while maybe not as volatile as cars, hotel prices do vary from day to day. So it's something that we would love to offer to consumers at some point.
All right, Jonathan, thanks for joining Talking Points and safe travels.
Thank you, Brian.
That's all for this episode of Talking Points. A huge thanks to our guest, Jonathan Weinberg, CEO and founder of AutoSlash. Again, I'm your host, Brian Kelly, and this episode was produced by Caroline Chagrin and Jessica Robniak, with editing by Ryan Gabus. Our music's by Breakmaster Cylinder, and a special thanks to Adam Kotkin and Mike Bruno. If you like this episode and want to hear more, make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you downloaded this podcast. But more importantly, tell your friends. The more people we have listening, the more episodes we'll make. And if you tag me on Instagram at Brian Kelly or use the hashtag Talking Points on social media, I might even give you a shout out. See you next week, and until then, safe travels.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.